Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning, and here we are, another toasty warm day, Kaylin.
Yes.
You're here with me.
Yes.
And we're waiting for, I promised, I said it last week, I think, and then on the vault, I said that Tuesday, the day before 4th of July. Yeah.
The days just run together.
Well, you know what? I'm kind of messed up, aren't you, this week because of 4th of July being on Wednesday?
Oh, I was so messed up. I had to, yeah.
I tell you what. And, but I had said that hopefully we were going to have a chef because what I would like to do is highlight some of the chefs that are going to be at the Peach Festival's Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs, of which I've been working madly on. And you know how sometimes, and then you question yourself, and I was just before we went on air, I was trying to pull up my emails that I sent because we're going to have Kristen Seltzer, but she's on her way down. Poor girl. She's on East Orchard Mesa, and she thought I said 11. And so now I'm like, did I make a mistake? Could I have made it? Yes, I could have.
The great Dixie B.
Oh, that's hilarious right there, what she said. But,
I think I'm funny.
Yeah, yes. Well, everybody else will think you're funny, too. But so anyway, I'm trying to, I have to explain to everybody, of course you can't see me, but I put my headset on backwards, and so I'm trying to adjust the volume, which I now have, but that's why I was looking
You're set?
Okay, well, really, this is going to be a good show, I promise you. So Kristen is trying to get down here as soon as she can, and so at least for the last half of the show, we'll have her, but we have a fabulous lineup of chefs, and it's fun to talk to them because we have chefs kind of from all walks of life, and we have, you know, the experienced ones, the kind of new ones on the scene.
I have a burning question already.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you get to eat the food that they make?
Yes. At the Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs?
Yes.
That
is my burning question.
That it should be. It should be. And the answer is yes. And I tell you, it's so much fun to watch them. And I get to MC, and I'm watching them. I will be involved with one in doing some cooking. But and you learn. I mean, every time I work with somebody, you know, I learn something. And
well, everyone has their own tricks and niches.
And I like to find out their favorite tools in the kitchen. I know all chefs will say knives, you know, but...
I've seen a couple of chefs, and I've seen videos on YouTube of like people using knives in different ways.
Oh, yes.
Kind of cool.
Yes, absolutely. They become very talented. And whenever I've asked a chef, you know, what are your... most important tools, of course we know which, I mean, the knives will be one of them for sure, and then they'll have the ones like I like my grapefruit spoon, you know that.
Those things are handy.
Yes. I'm gonna have to find a source, so maybe, you know, I'm just thinking, because at the Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs, which will be on the 17th and 18th of August. Which
I'll
gotta
be here
tell
before you know it.
Oh, I feel like it's tomorrow. And so do these
sure
chefs, because I am after them, because we have nice 5x7 cards with their recipe on, and on the other side is their picture and a bio, so we get to know about them. And usually I can pick up on hints from the bio that I can ask them more questions, you know. But so much fun. And Kristen, actually... the first time she was at Peach Cuisine, she was representing WCCC students because she was in the culinary program there, which is a fabulous program. If any of you are ever considering getting into something like that, you want to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
And Wayne Smith over there at WCCC, great chef himself. And, of course, he's a head of the program, and you want to check it out. So that's how we got to know her, and already she was... you know, creating some great dishes. And now she is a graduate, and she has her own business called That's a Wrap. THATSA, all one word.
That's a Wrap.
And then Wrap, yes. And,
cute.
You know, she's doing really well, and she was very excited and signed up right away to have a booth at the festival, which we are really, the booths are filling up like crazy. everyone's looking forward to the festival. And now that the early peaches are out, you know, we start thinking of all the fun things. And
I know I didn't go to Farmer's Market last week and I was sad.
I know we're going tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to try to.
yes, we are. Because, and not only that, but there's so many things are starting to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's still some local cherries, maybe a few apricots, not quite sure. But this peaches are there. The zucchini's starting to show up. A few tomatoes. Oh, I tell you what, we haven't had a bumper crop yet, but we can see all those green.
Speaking
ones.
Of tomatoes, how are yours doing?
Great. And in fact, Fred and I split one yesterday because we have a plan for the other three.
Uh-huh.
And then I go out every morning. We quickly go out when it's light enough to see and get down there and get our noses in all the tomato plants and looking for those little ones that, you know, of course, ripen sooner. And because it's amazing how you think you looked them through them, you know, and then you go and you go back and look again, and then suddenly some of the deep red or the orange pops up. And usually those don't even make it into the house.
True.
Uh-huh. Just have them for breakfast.
They just mysteriously disappear.
Yes, yes they do. So getting back to our chefette. she did a fun thing last year, and she's been telling me what she's been kind of working on for this year, but I can't reveal it. If she wants to when she gets here, that's fine. But so
very honorable of you.
We will have her, and I won't check because, you know, we're on air, so I won't check my email on my phone to see if I was the culprit. But you know, these chefs are so busy.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so I was just
not doing your job if you're not busy.
Yeah, exactly. And she's got she'll be on Saturday on the 18th of August. But we have a great lineup and lots of chairs. So under a big tent, so you can, you know, get out of the sun.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And we're spiffing up our stage and some of our equipment there for this year, because each year it seems to get more and more popular, and it's fun. You sit there and watch their creativity, and you can ask them questions. You certainly can. And not only then do you get to watch them prepare something and answer questions, you get to sample what they did and you get the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a complete package.
I feel like people are more excited about cooking than it used to be.
Oh, I do too. Definitely. Definitely. And using more and more local when they can, you know, experiencing the true taste of foods like that.
And yeah, getting experimental. And it's
yes.
just kind of cool to see.
Right. And, you know, as far as the laws go, I always bring this up because years and years ago, I had a secretary who just couldn't understand my thought process.
Oh, geez.
Because, well, you know how I'm always preaching, you know, making peach salsa, cherry salsa, watermelon, and all of those as they come into season. And then, you know, sauces and fruits going with meats. And she just couldn't see that. But too, more and more. And there's breaking the quote rules. You know, it's kind of like, yes, now you can wear white after Labor Day. Well, yes, you can combine different foods that you never.
You can have peaches and salsa.
Yeah.
It's really okay.
Oh, it most certainly is. And you gave me the warning, and so I will. We'll take a break right now, and I've got some interesting things, and I have a recipe that I'm having Max get on for you, and I'll tell you about it as soon as we come back. So don't go away.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tired of that old, nasty, moldy shower? Hey, it's Randy with Tilemeister. Did you know in just one day we can give your tired old bathroom a whole new look? We specialize in doing one-day bathroom remodels. The Tilemeister pros can transform your bathroom right before your eyes with easy maintenance true stone bath walls or with a beautiful custom tile tub or shower in just 2 days. You won't believe the difference a day or two can make with Tilemeister.
Call 244-TILE, make your home look nicer with the Tilemeister.
There's a threat targeting America, one that's growing fast but may still be hard to see. Lyme disease. Spread by tiny ticks, often smaller than the head of a pin, this dangerous disease is now more widespread than West Nile, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS combined. And if left untreated, it can lead to arthritis, facial paralysis, and even memory and concentration problems, often called brain fog. As the threat of Lyme disease grows to more than 300,000 projected cases each year, it's time for us to target Lyme disease. That means checking for ticks when you've been outside, even in your own backyard. It means seeing a doctor if you experience the symptoms of Lyme disease, which can include joint pain, flu-like symptoms, fever, fatigue, or sometimes a bullseye-shaped rash. Set your sights on stopping Lyme. Learn how you can target Lyme disease at targetlyme.org.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Another report released this morning.
Not as hot.
Accurate weather every 30 minutes.
That's the big headline.
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And here we are, the headsets set on. 1100 KNZZ. By the way, I cannot believe Kristen is here already. And Kaylin's going to go let her in because she just let me know. You know, texting is a wonderful thing. So she's going to go out and get Kristen in here and so we can start questioning her. And she gets an award, I have to tell you already, for showing up as quick as she did because she missed our first segment. But we have this segment and two more to go. So. The recipe that I'm having put on, by the way, the website is Cynthia's, that's Cynthia, my daughter, her spectacular summer squash recipe, which even if you have people who swear they'll never eat a zucchini or a summer squash, they will this dish. I did this many years ago at the downtown farmers market when I was doing those cooking presentations, and then we had a bunch of guys there, and they all, you know, shook their head when I said what kind of dish I was going to do, and so I said, you have to taste this. It was almost, you know, I was rather insistent, and those that were with their wives, they made them, and I have to tell you, they asked for more, so I want you to, because the zucchini summer squash is really showing up now, and you want the small or the medium size for those dishes, but more on that now because, oh my gosh, I don't know how you did this, Kristen. This is your mic, and get up real close to the mic, my dear.
All right.
And always look, okay, what we're going to do, you're going to hear a little bit of noise probably because we're going to have Kaylin get her, Kristen set up and talk right into the microphone. There you go. Get closer, closer.
Is that better?
That's better. Yeah. Thank you for jumping. You know, I should have texted you a little earlier, you know, And I kept sitting there and I kept thinking, it's now getting very close to 10. And so thank you so much.
Yeah,
for,
definitely. I thought it was at 11 o'clock. So
yes.
My fault for overscheduling.
Well, and I can see how that could happen.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that I checked the text I sent you first, and I was like, oh, okay. I was so afraid I told you the wrong. But hey, the point is you're here.
Yeah, definitely.
And we've been talking. Oh, well, we're so happy to have you. And get close to that. There you go. All right. We always say, love the mic.
Okay.
Okay. And that way, because when we're talking, if we turn our head, then our audience can't hear it.
All right. You know, right into the mic.
Yes, there you go. Well, you are a graduate, right, of WCCC?
Yes, definitely.
And when did you graduate?
I just graduated in the springtime this year.
That's
with two associate's degrees.
That's what I was telling them, because I was giving a little bit of the background on you, and so you actually represented WCCC at Peach Cuisine.
Yes, I did.
And now you will be there representing your new business. I love the name of it. You can share it.
So my business is called That's a Wrap, and I use a lot of fresh local ingredients, produce, and fruit grown here in the Grand Valley. Some of it from my gardens and then other local farmers we like to source from.
Now, when you say That's a Wrap, I love it. How did you come up? How did you come up with that name? I mean, I know you do wraps.
Right. I was kind of torn between either Blissful Bites or That's a Wrap. I wanted it to be something quick and fresh. And so I thought wraps and salads was a nice, healthy option to bring to festivals.
Well, you can actually even combine those two, can't you, by saying that what That's a Wrap is.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a Blissful Bite.
Yes, it is.
And did you always like to cook, or?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I used to watch the Cooking Network,
yes.
PBS, kind of
yes.
tune into whatever kind of shows I could watch. And then as soon as I was a little bit more confident, about 11 or 12, I got right in the kitchen and started cooking and
uh-huh.
getting more hands in and involved around the kitchen. Yeah, just...
And you were allowed to do that, which is great.
Yeah, my dad used to own a stone masonry company and had about 20 to 30 employees, so uh-huh. he would have big barbecues, and I was kind of in charge to cook for everybody.
Wow.
So I got used to cooking for a large amount of people.
That's great experience, isn't
yeah,
it, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Boy, he had a winner in you.
Yeah, oh, he knew where to go.
Yeah, he had his own young chef.
Yeah.
That, and having experience like that, I think, really comes into play in how successful you are.
Yeah, I think with a lot of hard work and, you know, just the passion in general, you know,
yes.
if you have a passion for something, I think it can take you multiple places, I guess.
Exactly. And open up a lot of doors for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. And you're, I understand, working and planning on what you're going to do for your presentation at Peach Cuisine
yes.
with Colorado Chefs. And you will be presenting on the 18th of August.
Yeah, on
and
Saturday.
I tell you what, it's coming up fast.
Yeah, I can't even believe it's July already.
Just a little bookkeeping here, but Kristen has to get in her bio and her picture. And
I got it already.
Okay, so you're going to say, good girl.
Yeah,
good girl.
Definitely.
See, there was a hidden agenda here. Because
definitely.
You guys are so busy. Now, that's a wrap. Tell us, is this a food truck? Is this a catering business? You tell us
so
all.
So I have a food tent. I am a mobile caterer.
Mm-hmm.
I go to all sorts of special events, any
yeah.
kind of private events. I've catered for the city, any kind of smaller, no matter how small or big,
mm-hmm.
We're able to accommodate any kind of party. And it goes from any kind of fresher, lighter things to any kind of ethnic affairs that you would prefer if you mm-hmm. want to travel to Italy or if you want to travel to Mexico.
Oh,
we can
how
take
wonderful.
You there, so.
Oh, I love that
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh. Where are you going to take us for the Peach Cuisine?
So I'm going to take you guys to Japan, actually.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I'm going to do a peach shrimp ceviche.
Oh my gosh, I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm there anyway.
Yeah, I just did the final... tweaking on the 4th of July, I did a couple different recipes for the shrimp ceviche, and my family kind of chose their favorite one, and that's the one I'm going with.
Ah, see, she's been working hard, experimenting and everything, and oh my gosh, I'm salivating just listening to you.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Yes, I love shrimp.
Yes, oh my gosh. And so the fun thing is, you know, now ordinarily people might not want to try that, but and then they get to, and then of course it's very generous of you to share the recipe.
Oh yeah,
very
definitely.
Generous, because then we can impress our friends.
Yeah, I like to keep it, you know, to the basics. Sometimes simplicity is better, and then with mm-hmm. the right ingredients, I mean, it'll take any recipe. Anywhere.
So do you have any favorite type of cooking that you like, or do you just have so much fun getting involved into all of the different ethnic
dishes? Like, I don't know if this would necessarily be considered a style, mm-hmm. But I like farm to table.
Oh,
so
amen,
anything fresh, yes. Local, no matter if it's chickens or rabbits, fresh beef or produce. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. if you can get it and source from your local farmers and keep it in the environment and the economy which you're based out of, I think it goes a long ways.
Sounds like you've got it all put together, because I think that people more and more want to know where their food comes from.
Definitely.
And experience that taste, mm-hmm. that freshness that you can only get if you get it out of the garden or at the farmer's market. Something like that. It's amazing the difference in the
taste. The crispness.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's just a little bit sweeter.
Yes, and the aroma.
Oh,
You know, you just, your kitchen fills up with the aroma when you're working with freshness like that.
Definitely.
Do you have a favorite food?
I love artichokes.
Do you?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a blank palette, and you can kind of put any kind of flavor into it, so you can go citrusy with it, or I've been kind of experimenting and roasting them off a little bit and then stuffing them with chorizo.
That sounds so good.
Oh yes.
I just like to play around with my food, and some things definitely don't work out and some things are like, wow, this is a winner.
I like that you said that, you know, because I've heard people say, well, I tried such and such, and I'm just not going to try anything because I just can't do it. But everybody, I don't want to call them failures, maybe, but that have something that
progress.
Didn't. Work in progress. Work in progress. That is definitely true. And so you don't give up. And besides, don't you think that recipes are kind of like just a guide, and then you kind of take them and...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone says kind of, you know, try the recipe, follow the recipe, and then make your own little tweaks mm-hmm. to it. Mm-hmm. But then you have to consider, well, where were they at when they wrote this recipe? Were they at sea level? Were they at high altitude?
Because
this isn't working out for me, and I've tried it 10 times.
Well, and that's a good point.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Is a good point, because some cooks in the valley will make, you know, especially when you're baking, but we'll make the altitude adjustment, and then they go, oh, we're not that high, so what difference does it make? And then my one daughter was living up at 9,000 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big. Big. I'm never going to try cooking beans again from scratch, she said. So you do consider, like, altitude, for instance, that we are at here.
Yeah, on some things. I mean, we're about 45 uh-huh. or so.
Yeah.
It's not a huge difference, but the further up you go, like if you're going more up towards Denver and stuff, I definitely would do more of an altitude change.
Yes.
Here at WCCC, I was blessed to work with some wonderful chefs, and Chef Deb Henderson out there. She's a wonderful chef here in the Valley, and she would do some of the altitude adjustments, but on some recipes, it just didn't seem like it was necessary
for the
valley.
So hold that thought. We do have to take a break.
Okay.
But we will be back more with That's a Wrap, Kristen.
Summer deals are hot at Red Rock Nissan, the number one Titan dealership in Colorado. Right now, when you shop Red Rock Nissan, bring an extra driver. Buy a Titan, get a Sentra. I'll say that one more time. Buy a new Titan and get a new Sentra from Red Rock Nissan. Get up to $11,000 off an 18 Armada or lease a brand new Rogue for $299 a month. Get them before they're gone. Hurry into Red Rock Nissan today, across from Foundation Repair on Highway 6 and 50.
Here at Hudson Family Dental, we see the entire family. When you have kids that start out in a good atmosphere, they're going to be a patient for life. There are patients that I treat, the grandparents, the parents, the kids, and the grandkids. It's pretty exciting when we have entire families that take part in the quality service that we provide. This is Dr. Matt Hudson with Hudson Family Dental. Give us a call at 242-5151.
Hudson Family Dental, always making you smile.
There's quite a few reasons to consider changing your window treatments. Styles change, your needs change. Sometimes you just want a new fresh look. There's so many options that are energy efficient, easy to clean, multifunctional. You can block out light but also have a view. I have a lot of clients that they are just amazed at how many different ways we can treat a window. Hi, I'm Cheryl Aberg with Windowology. Give us a call at 250-7324. Windowology, where we have window coverings down to a science.
If you depend on propane, depend on ProGas. They have tanks up to 1,000 gallons to buy or rent, and you can also schedule automatic deliveries. ProGas is affordable propane for the Grand Valley and now in Rifle, DeBeck, and Parachute. Call for special offers for new customers at 858-1001 or visit ProGas1001.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday, Grand Junction and Delta, 95, Montrose, 92. Continued chance of storms in the evening, 69. Sunday could see storms in the afternoon, 93. More on Monday, 95.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. President Trump has whittled down his list of potential Supreme Court nominees.
President Trump says that he has narrowed it down to four potential candidates who he's looking at. He says, of course, that he will make his official announcement to the public Monday evening. He says he will make a decision on those four, though, in his mind by Sunday night.
Fox's Ellison Barber, angry and frustrated by the increasing gun violence plaguing Chicago, protesters there are attempting to shut down a busy freeway.
Michael Flager is one of Chicago's most recognized social activists. He organized this march to shut down a portion of the freeway. He says he wants to inconvenience the city and inconvenience people here in the city to raise awareness for violence on the city's south side. Thousands of protesters are expected.
Fox's Matt Finn, and England advances to the World Cup semifinals. They beat Sweden 2-0. Fox News, we report, you decide.
With so much going on, we will stop Trump.
This is barbaric.
It shouldn't be hard to keep up. On air, online, or on your smart speaker. News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I am here with, of course, Kaylin, the producer, running all of the controls over there and always chipping in with some very thoughtful, deep comments. So, and we have, that's a wrap, Kristen Seltzer. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Like Elka.
Elka Seltzer. Yes, yes.
I'll bet you got that from time to time.
Oh, never.
Oh, yeah. Right. Everybody, we all think we're so clever coming up with something like that. And you are going to be one of our presenters at Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs, and we're delighted to have you. And people have fun then being able to ask you questions and see that, yes, chefs are approachable.
Yeah, definitely.
And you
not gonna give the Gordon Ramsay treatment.
No, yeah, sure. Right. Yes.
Maybe Howie talks to the kids. He's real nice to them.
Oh, yes.
<It's> so cute.
Yes, he is nice to them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, do you have a favorite chef on TV now? And you said that you kind of grew up watching some cooking shows. And do you remember any of them?
I watched Rachel Ray and Emerald. And
yeah, Bam. I always went, see, oh, is that amazing? When you say that, I always think of him and say, Bam.
Those are kind of the few that I sort of remember up and coming when I was younger.
Sure.
Now to this day, of course, I'm just sort of a TV food network junkie. So
yes, some of us are. Yes,
and I am. So I do. I do love Gordon Ramsay, and I really like Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh yes.
Yeah, oh, she's so awesome.
I do too. I do too, and I like the Barefoot Contessa.
Oh yeah,
I just
she has
love
nice
her
little
kind
dinner
of
parties.
She is a very relaxing kind of cook too.
Yeah.
You know, and she makes it look like so simple, but of course
it comes out beautiful, and you're like, oh, I didn't make
it
that.
Is so perfect. Perfect.
Almost good effort.
Good effort. But I think too that we are kind of learning. You know, like there are no set rules anymore as far as combining foods. We're finding more and more experimentation, don't you think?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of experimenting, and for some of the more traditionally trained chefs, they would definitely say do not mix certain things together.
Sure.
They do not go.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Fish and cheese, like that would be
well,
sort of a
that doesn't sound very
awkward,
appealing. Yeah, no,
awkward
I agree
combination, but yeah, definitely the experiments that are going on these days are crazy.
Well, and do you find now that you are a chef and you have your business, and I want to get back to your business soon too, but do you find that you're constantly thinking of like, oh gosh, I could do this or I could do that with it? And it's probably almost on your mind all the time about creating.
Oh yeah. I have a little notebook in my car with a bunch of ideas jotted down, and then little things in my phone, little memos.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
Oh, maybe try this out, or screenshots going on Pinterest and like, oh, that's a very beautiful dessert, you know, taking pictures,
yes,
trying to recreate
Pinterest
things.
Yes.
Is a very deep,
yes,
dark hole.
You can get lost easily.
Oh my goodness. Yes, you most certainly can. And I'm finding out that as far as taking, you know, food photography, I know is really takes a great talent.
Oh,
with
yeah.
That. However, with our phones anymore.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone can be a food photographer.
You really, they're doing a good job, you know, and I write a column and I take it with my phone.
yeah, definitely.
I never could take good ones with the regular camera, but the phone, so technology. Speaking of technology, that what are your most important tools? I know knives.
Technology wise, definitely a food processor comes in handy a lot.
Yes.
Like we're in the kitchen,
food
processor, depending on what sort of industry you're in. For me, for the most part, that's pretty much it. I got just my basic kitchen tools,
sure,
my knife sets and everything. And then I have my gardening tools that are almost
not
equally important,
but very important.
Very, very helpful in creating and growing the food I
now
eat.
Do you have a set of knives that you have in your...
Oh, yes.
Knife carrier, yes.
A very beautiful set of knives.
Yes, yes, yes. And knives are so important, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's like an extension of your arm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And how many do you have? I mean, do you have a bunch?
I probably have about 12 knives or so, a couple different chef knives, Centuco knives, fillet knives, bread knives, paring knives.
Yeah. What's the one that you mentioned?
The Centuco?
Centuco. Tell us about that a little bit.
That one is it's a shorter blade one. Mine, I believe, is about 8 inches. And it is Japanese steel. And so they actually melt the steel down, and it creates a ripple effect,
yes,
into it.
Yes.
And then the Santuco, it's kind of more flat on one side, the blade is, and then has about... a 10 to 12 degree edge on the other side. So it's used mainly in Japanese cuisine. But it's really good for julienning carrots or just any kind of vegetables really fast.
Yes. Well, we gave away a Cuisinart package recently.
Nice.
And they had a set of knives in there, and they had the Santuco in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
But so of those 12 knives, do you find you gravitate toward a couple of them more than the rest, or?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. I generally am using my chef knife more than any of my other ones. I have a really nice Wusthof set. It's a German steel that my lovely fiance got me when I started culinary school.
Oh, how wonderful.
It's lasted me. It'll probably last me the majority of my career with good care.
Wow. What a gift.
Yeah, definitely.
Very nice gift. So how do we get, okay, you were telling us that you cater, you do special parties, you can travel the world with the selections that you have as far as ethnic cooking goes. How do we get a hold of you? And how do we see where you're going to be? I mean, at these events, and because how do we get those wraps?
Definitely. So I'm mainly doing special events, but I also do the catering. I will be actually at the Palisade Farmers Market tomorrow. I will be doing a chef demo.
You are?
Instead of my wraps. Okay. But you can always follow us on Facebook. That's a wrap, or That's a Wrap LLC. We like to post all of our freshly harvested produce that we get around the valley, as well as any of our up and coming recipes or events. You can also contact us via email or by phone if there's any kind of catering, or we're also offering meal prepping and planning as well. So if anyone's ever interested in that, they can contact us through email or a phone number. And I can provide that towards the end of the show if you guys would like.
Okay, well, give us the phone number right now, and then
we'll have
them make sure they have something to put that information, their phone or...
Yeah, definitely. So that's a wrap. My name is Kristen Seltzer, and phone number you can reach us at is 970-822-3142, and we are here local in the Grand Valley of Grand Junction.
Okay, so that's the best way to get you. There isn't like a location that you can go to, right?
No, we are kind of out of our commissary. We were out of the business incubator for our first 2 years, and now I'm also a chef at the Palisade Brewing Company, so we're kind of using them as our commissary this year. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You are one busy lady.
Yeah, definitely. I got 3 different gigs.
So if we go to the Palisade Brewery, we can order something created and prepared by you, huh?
Most of the time, we have a newer menu out there. We have a couple new people out there, and so we're just bouncing new ideas off of each other. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing sort of a trial run on a newer menu. We just kind of launched it about a month ago, and so it's a lot of fresh... all home smoked meats. We cure our own bacon, handcrafted sauces. Wow. All of our sides are made fresh. We try to source with like local hoagies and tortillas as well.
So. Dixie, I think you got a little bit of drool right there.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Yeah, just about anything I have my hands into has a little bit of love in it. So.
And I can tell. So, are you going to be like at the Palisade Farmers Market every Sunday?
No, just this Sunday. I'm going to be doing a chef demo. I'm going to be showing people how to make a watermelon and blue cheese salad.
Okay.
And a fresh herbed vinaigrette. And so I'll be passing out a bunch of samples. And the next farmer's market we're going to be doing will be after Wine Fest. We'll be doing the Sunday after Wine Fest in Palisade.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, you will be on stage on August 18th,
yes,
at the Palisade Peach Festival's Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs. Are you originally from here?
Yes, I am.
So you born and raised right here?
Yes. Kind of traveled around for a little while and always find myself back in the valley.
Well, that happens a lot, doesn't it? I've found that with others. And I have found also with talking with chefs that a lot of them develop their love for cooking as a youngster.
Definitely.
And she's telling me right now that we have to take another commercial break because I probably talked too long in the last break. And so we will be back with our last and final segment with Kristen. So don't go away.
Soil Tech Organic Solutions. Expect more naturally.
Doesn't everyone want a gorgeous green lawn? Well, this year it may take a little more work.
Hi, this is Kim with SoilTech Organic Solutions. Due to the lack of moisture last winter, we are facing drought conditions this summer. We can help you get your soil healthier organically, which can mean reductions in disease, less stress during hot temperatures, and up to 50% less water usage. So expect more naturally. Call SoilTech at 242-SAFE or visit us at SoilTechOrganics.com.
Sometimes when a woman walks into a mechanics, they see dollar signs. Simpson Brothers has never treated me like that. They always treat me very fairly, explain anything I have questions about. They have a shuttle. They can take you where you need to go while your car's getting repaired. As somebody who values their mechanic and keeps them for years and years, I am so excited to have Simpson Brothers as my new mechanic. I've been with them the last couple of years, and I would highly recommend them to anyone.
Simpson Brothers Garage. Your car's never had it so good.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done, and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine.
The research here is research that we share with everyone else because overall, we want to help all children that have cancer. What makes that possible is people that give to St. Jude. They really help us to fulfill our mission, and we're so grateful to have them on our team.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Alexa, play 1100 KNZZ.
You can do that on any smart speaker. Try it. Welcome to 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, if you aren't hungry now, it's not our fault. You should be salivating, talking with Kristen Seltzer, who is one of our presenting chefs at Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs on August 18th. And I love having y'all on the show because we learn a lot about you. And sometimes we always try to find, like, what is it about you that nobody else knows? Or, you know, do you have a passion for a junk food, or do you have?
I do, but I think a lot of people know that.
Oh, they do?
I love ice cream.
Oh, and it's National Ice Cream Month.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, July.
Perfect.
Yes, which July. Is the interesting thing is that they say more ice cream is consumed in the month of June. It's the biggest ice cream consumption month. Hmm. But then they make July National Ice Cream Month. But I think July is so hot that, boy, ice cream is almost a must, even for
even
those
night.
Of us who try to eat really healthy and all of that. But I think the key there is if you're going to have some, then have some really good ice cream. And so a little will taste like better than a whole lot of some other types and brands of ice cream. But have you ever made ice cream?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a pretty good, like a buttermilk and sour cream ice cream.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it has a nice little tartness
to it. Oh, I bet it does.
Yeah, we made all sorts of different kinds of ice cream at WCCC. I did a pistachio ice cream before, a vanilla bean ice cream. I just kind of played around with it. So
I say the test of an ice cream shop or whatever is the vanilla.
Oh, so mm-hmm. true.
You know, and if the vanilla is really good, then it's like, I know Enstrom's used Tahitian vanilla, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, of course, I love vanilla. I love, you know, those simple kinds of cookies.
Oh, yeah.
To, you know, but vanilla, here we go. We can go all over the map here. how important is a good quality vanilla to you?
It is very important.
Yeah.
Everywhere from the bean, wherever it's derived from, rather it's, did you say tahini?
Uh-huh. Tahitian, yeah.
Or a Madagascar vanilla bean.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's better to use a real one, especially in ice cream making, than to use an artificial flavoring additive.
Yes.
So you can definitely taste the difference, especially if when you're making the creme anglaise, if you actually throw the vanilla beans in with it, it just kind of infuses all of the ice cream with it, and then you get the little specks of vanilla bean in it.
Yes,
and
I love that.
I do too.
It's like so satisfying. You're like, yes, this is amazing.
Well, do you do such a thing as ice cream with your, if you're catering and someone asks you to, or is...
If it's something that they wanted, I'd go buy an ice cream machine. Yeah.
You're open to it all, aren't you?
I'm open to all sorts of different.
What's your favorite flavor
of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
That one's a hard one.
Well, you know, it's what I've been reading lately is there was always the standard, you know, vanilla at the top and then chocolate and then strawberry. But those lists have really been changing.
I really like chocolate chip mint. So
okay, that's a nice one. It is.
I don't know if it's my top, but it's definitely up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or espresso ice cream.
Oh, now there. I'm with you. I'm with you right there.
Yeah, some coffee ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I would say that. I would say vanilla coffee ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And there too, just a chocolate, unless it's a good chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've got a strawberry ice cream lover at home.
Aww.
Yes. He's my gardener.
Oh, nice.
So you are busy, but open to catering. There's so many parties going on and summer get togethers and do you have a set selection like of wraps that?
Yeah, I have a sample menu, but it could kind of go anywhere that anyone would like to. I just kind of have the basics with a couple different sauces. Everything's handcrafted, and it's kind of whatever is in season at the time, too.
I like
if
that.
If that's the route that they're going with. For the Mike the Headless Chicken Festival, this year I did an Angus steak wrap with a cherry ginger chutney.
Oh.
And just kind of like to mix it up. I have a lot of basil growing in the garden, so I do a lot of basil aiolis or vinaigrettes.
And
just kind of go all over the place. I like to source local honey to make honey mustard.
Yes.
It's all over the place with whatever I can find.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. You know, we have a honeybee festival over in Palisades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so you probably need to get involved. Stick with me. I'm gonna
definitely.
So you got your start. You went to WCC. How long was that program?
For the two associate's degrees that I obtained, I was there for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's generally about give or take 2 years for each associate degree. Once you have the first one down, I was about, I think, 5 classes away from my second degree. So
okay.
I just love the program so much. I definitely was like, you can't get rid of me.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, you're a good example of the success that comes out of that culinary program. And so the associate degree was in, what were your associate degrees in?
I have one in culinary arts and then one in baking and pastries.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is great, because usually you find that chefs will only be
one or the other,
but you're the whole package.
Yeah, a lot of chefs say baking's the dark side, so
well,
I went over.
Come to the dark side.
Well, and isn't it? It's more scientific. I mean,
oh yeah, it has to be a lot more precise. Yeah. And just kind of patient. And in the baking world, at least for me, it was a little bit more relaxing. I'm making flowers today and I'm lacing a cake.
In
the
therapeutic,
on the, you know, the chef side on the line, it's like, let's bust this out. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like military style, as quickly as you can, efficiently.
Yes.
Everything needs to be precise.
And I find with baking, you have to have everything all there ready to do.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of going, I forgot.
I forgot to cream the butter.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Right. So interesting. See, it's going to be so much fun chatting with you as you prepare your presentation for us. And guess what? On the break, she promised to send me a recipe that I can put on the website right away. We'll get Matt. Max will do it by Monday morning, and it's called a watermelon
and blue cheese salad with an herb vinaigrette.
Does that not sound delicious? And you know how watermelon is a very popular fruit in the summertime at our house, and so Fred will be delighted. He loves blue cheese. He loves watermelon. What could be better? I want to thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for
having
me.
Because you had to run down here, and you made it for 3 out of the 4 segments, girl.
Hey,
so that's that is really
it.
Really good. I'm sure you didn't break the speed limit, but you were going the speed limit, of course.
Oh, of course.
Not good. And we may give you a call and ask you another question or two, and we will see you on August 18th at the Palisade Peach Festival at Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs. I'll give you more on that next week, but try to keep cool, wear sunscreen, and stay out of the sun.
I feel badly for people that struggle to hear when they're spending time with family. Maybe it's a particular voice, too many voices, or simply too much background noise. That's what I'm here for, to help you enjoy that time with your family. I'm Pamela Krebs, owner of Pinnacle Hearing Aid Center. I want to help you find the right hearing solution to fit your lifestyle and your budget. Call me today at 970-628-4927 to schedule your free consultation.
Pinnacle Hearing Aid Center. Trustworthy, compassionate, and dedicated to your care.
Guitars, guns, and whiskey.
Hey folks, it's that time again for the 5th annual Mountain Primal Meat Company Picking on the Pinion, all to support Base Camp 40 Warriors in the Wild.
Come hang out with Whiskey Myers, the Scooter Brown Band, Bree Bagwell, and many more. It all goes down August 17th and 18th at the Rutten Bull Pavilion on Glade Park.
Get your limited tickets online now at monumentalevents.com for a weekend with 500 of your closest friends.
For more information, go to our Facebook Picking on the Pinion page.
We'll see you on the mountain.
It took me a long time to be able to say Chandler has cancer, because that is such a scary word. St. Jude takes care of absolutely everything. And knowing that we don't have to pay for all of the medical expenses, that's huge.
St. Jude allowed me to focus on being a mom to Bryce. And sometimes I'm just in awe of the impact St. Jude has, not only on this community, but the world.
St. Jude is uniquely positioned to advance the cures of pediatric cancer, I think better than any other institution in the world. The contributions make a big difference.
Donors are important to us.